Good evening and welcome to Q95's Prime News Roundup for today, Monday, December 30th. I am your presenter, Lakisha Labasir. In the headlines, Red Cross director calls John Baptist claims irresponsible journalism. From the region, Prime Minister says damage caused by weather system, a further setback for St. Lucia. And internationally, IOC confident games will be safe. The news is brought to you through the kind compliments of J. R. Stefan & Company Limited, Belfast Estate, Quartz Dominica and First Domestic Insurance. Details coming up.
Bartender pass me a red cap. Then pass another glass of red cap. Party, anytime we party. One that we drinking red cap. Mixing with anything red cap. In a the rum and the party. Red cap rum, the spirit of celebration. Enjoy it, but don't abuse it. Red cap.
Shopping is a lot easier with Quartz Ready Finance. Choose what you want from our wide range of quality products and we take care of the rest. Quartz Ready Finance's affordability means there's no deposit. There's no need for a lump sum of cash. It's flexible, which means you choose your payment term and you're guaranteed the lowest monthly payments anywhere. Best of all, it's easy. Easy to get and easy to pay. Shop at Quartz today and get what you want hassle-free. Quartz Ready Finance. Easy, affordable, flexible.
First Domestic is doing it again. Introducing Pay As You Go on all insurance policies. We understand these challenging financial times, so it's First Domestic to the rescue. Pay As You Go. If you don't have the full upfront sum of cash to pay your 12-month insurance coverage, just pay as you go. Comprehensive and full comprehensive pay as you go on 3 months, 6 months, or 12 months. Or third party of 6 months or 12 months. Avoid the inconvenience of getting a ticket or having to have your vehicle towed away. Way. Pay as you go. Yes, and you even get the benefits of no excess on claims. It's insurance tailored with you or customers in mind. Expect more quality insurance coverage because at FDIC, our stability secures your future. Terms and conditions apply. Pay as you go. Only at First Domestic Insurance. Now keep going.
It's Christmas with Ozone. Purchase any two of these sizes, Ozone laundry detergents, 900 grams, 1750 grams, and 3500 grams, and enter to win a fully automatic washing machine. First prize winner will receive a fully automatic 16-kilo top-loading Frigidaire washing machine. Second prize winner will receive a fully automatic 5-kilo ocean washing machine, and there will be six lucky customers who will receive free Ozone hampers. Just write your name, address, and telephone number on the ticket provided and place it in the box at a location near you. Promotion starts December 6th and ends January 4th, 2014. Ozone products are available island-wide. Assefans, right place, right price. Terms and conditions apply.
One local business owner has strongly condemned recent violent action taken against a police officer. Jeremy LeBlanc, officer attached to Criminal Investigations Department, was stabbed multiple times on Christmas Eve whilst attempting to break up a quarrel between two groups of young men. Gun shop owner Kimo Astafan says it concerns him when violence is meted out against law enforcement officials and members of the public remain silent. He has made an appeal to the police commissioner to take the necessary measures to ensure that police officers are properly armed to secure themselves.
When I see officers, you know, alone, in plain clothes, trying to assist the public and trying to do to stop crime, and they've been brutalized and stabbed and shot and killed, and we don't hear anything from the public, it concerns me. Persons have no respect for the law whatsoever. So I am giving a plea out to the commissioner. If he's listening to me, I know he is. Take the necessary action. Put the necessary things in place and make sure your officers are properly secured and they're armed to protect themselves. No longer can we walk in the streets with a baton in our pockets.
Meanwhile, opposition United Workers Party Senator Danny Lugge has also condemned the Christmas Eve vicious attack of Constable Jeremy LeBlanc. Senator Lugge says the persons involved in the attack of the police officer need to be faced with the full force of the law.
As far as I'm concerned, there's a new escalation that people are now attacking police. And I'd like to say personally that I really condemn it, you know, and I think these youngsters who are involved in that should face the full brunt of the law. People who see those things and, you know, if police react in an aggressive manner, they would be saying, Ela, Ela, Ela. To me, people who attack policemen in that manner should face the full brunt of the law, and that is one time we do not have to mix matters. At this time, we're saying that shouldn't be happening in our country, and these young men or whoever involved should face the full brunt of the law.
Journalist Carlisle John-Baptist in recent on-air broadcasts has made claims that all may not be well at the Dominica Red Cross. John-Baptist has made previous pleas to the administration of the Red Cross to come clean on an alleged case of misappropriation of funds, also stating that the entity has become family-run. Director General at the Dominica Red Cross, Kathleen Pinard-Byrne, refutes John-Baptist allegations, calling it irresponsible journalism. Pinard-Byrne says that there is no such case or investigation currently at the Red Cross. According to the Director General, no efforts have been made by John-Baptist to contact the institution on the matter.
I have no idea what Mr. John-Baptist is referring to. There is no such investigation. This is irresponsible journalism as far as I'm concerned, and no effort has been made by Mr. Carlisle John-Baptist to speak to either myself or the President and to get our feedback on this rumor mongering. There is no basis for this allegation at all, and I think this is very irresponsible that he should go on the airwaves and make these allegations based on comments maybe from disgruntled individuals and not get both sides of the story.
Director General of the Dominica Red Cross, Kathleen Pinard-Byrne. 10 months have passed by and there has not been any word from the Financial Intelligence Unit on what it plans to do on what has been described as a clear case of money laundering. Leader of the United Workers Party, Lennox Linton, says a letter sent to the Financial Intelligence Unit by Attorney Glensworth Emmanuel on February 15th alleges that Attorney Stephen Isidore made 186 payments amounting to over $2.6 million to facilitate the construction of the Vieques residence, the Seven Pie Villas and other interests of Prime Minister Roosevelt's Garret. Linton is questioning the intentions of the unit on dealing with this matter.
These records indicate that this lawyer spent on behalf of Roosevelt Skerritt, the Prime Minister, over $2.6 million during a period of about 1 year and 8 months. Monies were spent on the instruction of the Prime Minister going to separate sources, various people, records in the handwriting of Mr. Emmanuel's former law partner. You know what is startling? These records were placed in the custody, were brought to the attention of the Financial Intelligence Unit since the 15th of February 2013. And nobody has heard a word this unit intends to do with this clear suspicion of money laundering. Yes.
Top cops of the Dominica Police Force say it is time to crack down on the Noise Abatement Act in Dominica. According to Superintendent Ainsworth Irish, incidents of noise reports have significantly increased in the past 3 months. Irish warns that having taken up the post of superintendent in the South, prosecution will be on the cards for persons who continue to disobey the Noise Abatement Act. He also makes an appeal to all persons who require the proper licenses to bypass the act to do so well in advance.
For the last 3 months, we've been bombarded with reports of noise and noise levels. Noise Abatement Act is being violated. And now I have assumed the position as superintendent of the Southern Division, 10 police stations around the island, from Point Michel, Soufriere, Granby, Delicis, Cassie Bruce, St. Joseph, and we've been getting reports. There's no secret about it. And I'm taking a very dim view of that. Yes, Carnival, we're on the heels of Carnival. You'll have your show. Apply to the chief of police at least 8 days in advance. People have the tendency to apply one day before, or sometimes the letter have even reached the chief of police. Then you hear Carnival is going on here. This is going on there. In 2014, I can tell you, your humble servant, with the assistance of the chief of police and his men, we're going to take a very dim view of that, and we're going to ensure that persons are brought before the court. And we hope.
From the region, Prime Minister Dr. Kenny Anthony says the damage unleashed by a low-level trough over the Christmas holidays has been extensive and severe, resulting in a further setback for the country. The road ahead will be difficult and hard, especially in the face of the economic challenges facing our country, Prime Minister Anthony told a news conference Monday. But we have handled this disaster magnificently, largely on our own efforts with few resources. We have worked together, mourned together, and supported each other. It is that kind of spirit we must invoke to face the future. Anthony told reporters that many people have lost all of their belongings to the flood waters and have also been blamed for the deaths of 6 people. Additionally, 90% of all ponds suffered varying degrees of siltation, Anthony said, adding that his administration had set itself 5 priorities in the aftermath of the damage caused by the weather system. He said, firstly, the government would provide care, support and assistance to those who were affected by the flood waters. And internationally, the International Olympic Committee president says he has confidence that Russian authorities will deliver a safe and secure games in Sochi. Thomas Bach wrote to President Vladimir Putin to express condolences for the despicable attacks that struck Volgograd within 24 hours. Investigators say the attacks on a railway station and trolley bus, which killed at least 31 people, were linked. They struck just over a month before the Winter Olympics begin. Volgograd was also targeted in October when a suspected female suicide bomber killed 6 people in an attack on a bus. And this has been the evening's Prime News Roundup, but first, a recap of the headlines. Red Cross director calls John Baptist claims irresponsible journalism. From the region, Prime Minister says damage caused by weather system, a further setback for St. Lucia. And internationally, IOC confident games will be safe. Once again, the news has been brought to you through kind compliments of J. Astafan and Company Limited, Belfast Estate, Quartz Dominica and Perky's Pizza. If you missed any of our news packages, log on to our website www.q95fmradio.com to view the stories or click on the podcast icon to listen to the various packages. On behalf of the Q95 News team, I am Lakisha Labasir, wishing you a pleasant evening.